From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting QNews at wia.org.au.
Hi, I'm John, VK4JPM, Secretary of the Darling Downs Radio Club. It's Sunday, the 20th of April, and I can promise you that there is at least one Easter egg hidden in the text version of this week's news, provided that the editor hasn't reformatted my typing. But you'll have to download the text to do the search. Details on how to do that are on the WIA website, or drop a line to secretary@ddrci.org.au and I'll send you a copy. How good was last weekend? Massive congratulations to all at Redcliffe for a really good showing at Redfest, despite threats of bad weather. They did well, particularly with the breakfast. It was as yummy as promised. The trading floor was packed, both with people and bargains, and props for three informative tech sessions. Yes, I'm pretty sure many of us are encouraged to be back for the next one. We had an excellent turnout for the club lunch last Sunday, and the change of venue gave us a chance to expose members to yet another pub kitchen. Consensus was that they very, very successfully passed the taste and value tests, no disappointments. And it was great to be joined by so many new faces. Well done to all those who joined us by driving in from way out east of the range. It's the first time we've run the social lunch on a Sunday, and there's a rumour going around that it might not be the last time. Finally, last Monday, Cam, VK4CSS, brought out a neat collection of toys to support his talk on radar and LIDAR. Cam's session was every bit as informative as promised, and many attendees were surprised to discover just how error-prone radar and LIDAR can be when used to detect vehicle speed. And magically, our experiment with video casting the meeting was a huge tech success, so we're looking to see what it takes to do that more often. That's what you missed. Here's what's coming up. Our next Warm Body Club activity is the Fox Hunt and Barbecue, to be held on Saturday the 10th of May. Look for a calendar article all about the event on the club homepage at www.ddrci.org.au, where you can read about Bruce's homebrew hardware and be informed about the day's tech stuff, Fox Hunt stuff and social stuff. Yes, definitely something for all members of the family. That's Saturday the 10th of May, starting in the morning and finishing with barbecue lunch, which you can join from around 12, whether you've been in the hunt or not. Then, Monday the 12th of May is the date to hold for our next technical meeting, when we welcome Simon, VK4TSC, to give us an update on what is a WISN. You might remember that we'd scheduled Simon to talk about emergency operations, but the meeting had to be deferred due to an emergency. Not only is Simon bouncing back for the 12th of May, but the hip pocket horse ride at Southbrook, which was also cancelled due to Alfred, has been rescheduled into the last weekend of June. More details coming, but this literally is a great chance to get back on the horse with WISN. Volunteers are needed to help run the event, and Simon will explain all. Finally, don't forget that next Friday, the 25th of April, is Anzac Day, one of 3 days annually when you can use your AX prefixed call sign to work the bands and qualify for our club's Garden City Award. Details on our website, of course. If you missed any of this, you can download Q News from the WIA site. You can check our club entry on the WIA site. You can check our club entry on the club site. Or you can send an email to secretary@ddrci.org.au if none of that made any sense. I'm John, VK4JPM, and there really is an Easter egg in the text version. Until next week, 73s from the Darling Downs Radio Club.
Hello. I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Well, the space weather is jostling us about with interesting solar activities, and over the past week. This is a great challenge for the DX Chaser on shortwave bands, as conditions can vary in short order, with coronal mass ejections causing ionising effects in the atmosphere. The next couple of days could be amazing as we get the benefits of solar flares, which continue in this cycle. This is rare happening when we have two consecutive long weekends, an occurrence which stirs the embers in many an Aussie chest. It seems that the gods of weather are being kind for Easter, allowing people to enjoy their preferred activities with sunshine for a change. Whether the following weekend will be so fortunate as thousands gather to participate in the Anzac memorials, we will have to wait and see. One thing that has been filtering through my thinking is how little we seem to consider amateur radio and modern housing solutions. With more and more people living in apartments and suburban homes being erected on postage stamp-sized allotments, the opportunity to maintain a reasonable working HF station is getting more limited. When we look at a yard of 810 square metres as being the average, there was enough space to generally have some sort of antenna system. Whether it was horizontal, such as the once ubiquitous G5RB, a doublet, or a modest tower with a commercial beam, the options were available. Now, many of the people who had these facilities have moved into smaller residences, maybe granny flats, apartments, a few stories high, and even supported accommodation. Each of these situations has its own set of limitations for a once active ham. Yes, there is internet-linked means and VHF and UHF repeaters, but for the dyed-in-the-wall HF operator, it can be like losing an arm or a leg when they can no longer make the skids with people they have known over the air. For the youthful person juggling study, work and perhaps romance, the proverbial dance card is already close to full, and even although they may have enjoyed amateur radio when circumstances were different, they find themselves effectively isolated from the hobby. Mobile operations have always been an option for those fortunate enough to have access to a vehicle, but many people don't have that option, so home-based operation is their only opportunity to stir the ether again. What I see is that many people who could be more active, but who are functionally denied access. The value of video sharing sites is good, but I don't see much material aimed at the so-called housebound amateur. I don't get to see much of the current overseas magazines as they've disappeared from the newsagent shelves, but from our own publication it seems authors aren't engaged in this side of the hobby. Perhaps clubs could think this over and find some ways forward. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.